Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 7 came up in my spirit. It's a very familiar scripture, and it says, every man, according as he purposes in his heart, so let him give. Not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. I want to focus just a moment on that word, cheerful. After that word that Terry gave and that praise and worship, how can you not be cheerful at this moment? Webster's dictionary defines cheerful this way: full of cheer, joyful, willing, ready. A synonym for cheerful is happy. So we could say God loves a happy giver. Are you willing and ready this morning to be a cheerful giver? You know, as Terry was talking about all the things that are going on in the world today, we could really be depressed. And there are a lot of people, there are millions of people in this world today that are depressed. But we have that promise of God. We are in the family of God, a God that loves us and cares for us. So now as we prepare to give what we have purposed in our heart to give this morning, let's pray. Father, we just thank you, Father, for this time, Lord God, that we can come before you with our tithes and our offerings and giving back to you, Father God. Oh, Lord God, knowing that this is a faithful church that gives, we thank you for Pastor Robert, Lord God. Just continue to lead him and guide him as he leads us, Father. We give you all the praise and the glory and the honor, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Ushers, would you come forward?
Underneath your wings. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
God is good. Yes, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. On that absent our pastor. And this fourth Sunday, just stepping in, so I'm just asking each and every one of you to listen to your prayers, to continue to minister the word of God. This morning, thanks to God, I'm not planning on being before you alone, but I do yield to the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Holy Spirit, have your way. This morning, it's a couple of scripture, text scripture that I'll be coming out of. One is Genesis chapter 2, verse 18, which is read as following. And the Lord God said, "It is not good that man shall be alone. I will make him a helpmate, helpmate compatible to him." So out of the ground, God formed every beast of the field and every bird of the air and brought them to Adam to see what he would call them. And whatever Adam called them, each living creature, that was its name. Also out of Psalms 142, and I'm reading out the New King James Version. And it's read as follows. I cry out to the Lord with my voice. With my voice to the Lord, I make my supplication. I poured out my complaint before him. I declare before him my troubles. When my spirit was overwhelmed within me, then you knew my paths in the way in which I walked. They have secretly set a snare for me. Look on my right hand and see, for there is no one who acknowledges me. Refuge have failed me. No one cares for my soul. I cry out to you, O Lord. I said, you are my refuge, my portion in the land of the living. And also, one last one. Job chapter 19, verse 13 and 14, which read, he have removed my brethren far from me, and my acquaintance are completely estranged from me. My relatives have failed, and my close friends have forgotten me. Those who dwell in my house and my maidservant count me as stranger. I am an alien in thy sight. And thanks to God, just put a theme to those scriptures, it would be loneliness. Loneliness. You see, thanks to God, this is not necessary. A message designed for those that are senior, because you can feel lonely in any circumstances. You don't have to be senior to feel lonely. You can be married, you can have family, you can have friend, but you can still feel lonely. You can feel lonely at any age. You can feel lonely when you are surrounded by people in a relationship, or when you have many friends and acquaintances. A loneliness is the soul feeling isolated from meaningful human connection, feeling misunderstood and out of place. There was a study done in 2018 that surveyed over 20,000 adults, 18 and up. The survey was Pew Research Center. This survey stated that many adults feel lonely disconnected, left out, misunderstood, and lack meaning relationship. Understanding this study was done in 2018 before COVID-19. Since then, millions of people have been confined to their homes, unable to socialize like they used to, unable to have contact with relationships they enjoy, like going to the movies, golfing, sports, worshiping service, and so on. Social distance encouraged people to keep at least 6 feet from one another. As a result, it's quite possible that people are more lonely now than ever before. Loneliness is an unpleasant emotion respond to perceiving isolation. Loneliness is also described as a social pain, a psychological, emotional individual seeking social connection. It is often associated with an unwanted lack of connection and intimacy. Loneliness overlaps and yet is distinct from solitude. Solitude is simply the state of being apart from others. Not everyone can experience solitude, feel lonely. As a substitute emotion, loneliness can be felt even when surrounded by other people. One can feel lonely or loneliness when there is in a crowd. The cause of loneliness varies. They include spiritual, social, mentally, emotional, environmental factors. All of these are groups that you can feel lonely. You see, the fear of being alone is a catch-all phrase for several disconnect fear. Some people are afraid of being apart from other people. Others have the fear of living alone, being home alone, or being in public by themselves. All this is associated with loneliness. Today, saints of God, I'm going to deal with loneliness and show you in Scripture that in Christ, you are never alone. All loneliness. We see, as it's read in Genesis 2 and 18, and the Lord said, "It is not good for man to be alone. I will make him a helpmate for him." You see, God said, "It is not good for man or mankind to be alone." So he created a helpmate for him. So we have this natural desire in us to be connected to others. It's from the beginning, when we was created, that nature was within us to be connected with someone else. Even God seen it, because he said, it's not good for man to be alone. But in 1 Peter 5 and 7, it said, "Cast all your cares upon him, for he cares for you." So you see, saints of God, when you cast your cares upon the Lord, and you accepted him, you're never alone. You're never alone. Although you might feel lonely, you might feel that no one is there to talk to, no one there to answer your phone call, no one there to talk to you over Facebook. You know, now this is a time, you know, Facebook is the big thing, the media, the outreach. But sometimes you don't even get a response on that. And that make you feel frustrated. That make you feel angry. That make you feel alone and lonely. You see, I asked the question, I'm asking the question, have you found yourself feeling lonely, trapped, frustrated, full of anxiety, discouraged, short-tempered? I'm sure, especially over the past year, there have been some of this feeling of loneliness felt by nearly everyone in here. However, so many times we struggle trying to carry a very heavy load all by ourselves when God said, cast all your cares upon him. I know that I do, but the fact is we are never meant to carry the load by ourselves. Even Jesus had help from Simeon or Cyrus in carrying the cross up to Golgotha Hill. So he went alone. Even Simeon helped him to carry the cross. Psychologically state that human beings have a fundamental need for inclusion in group life and for close relationship. We seek to function best when this society need is met and it is easy to stay motivated to meet the various challenges of life. When the need for conclusion is non-existent, thanks to God, we fall apart mentally, spiritually, and even physically. We should understand first that there are different types of loneliness. First, there are social loneliness, the most common type. You could be feeling social lonely right now when you are stuck in your home and cannot see your friends or family. You can also experience this when you lack social connection or activity. So this social loneliness is basically what we is going through now. Although some of the restrictions have been, the lockdowns have been loosened and everything, but it's just that social loneliness. Sometimes you can even be in your house with your spouse and everything, and you still feel lonely. You see, that social incline is just that psychological feeling that we have within. We got to be connected to somebody. We got to talk to somebody. We got to be or see something, you know, even if nothing but TV. And that's why a lot of people turn into Facebook and media to be connected. The second one is emotional loneliness. The emotional loneliness does not necessarily involve being alone or lack connection. You could have friends and family, but still feel emotionally disconnected from them. It comes from a lack of understanding and an inability to relate to those around you. Sometimes you can feel, you can be in a crowd and everything, but they doing something that you just ain't comfortable doing. That's that emotional. You'd be like, why did I even come here? Why did I'm even socializing with these people? You know, because you can't communicate what they doing. You know, like the new millennium, so to speak. We old school, it's hard to get what they is doing. But we got to really, but that's an emotional loneliness trying to connect with them. And they trying to connect with us. That's emotional because it's we can't understand what they doing and they can't understand what we doing. The inability to communicate. Number three, intellectual loneliness. So this loneliness is the ability to discuss things that feel important and interesting to you with other people. You see, sometimes when that intellectual feeling comes and you can't really express yourself how you feel to other people, that's intellectual, you know, because the people can't understand. To you and everything, it seems so simple. But to others, they just don't get it. And you get frustrated. You'd be like, why come you can't get this? It's so simple. You know, just like when you're teaching a child something, you're going over their homework or something and everything, you know, you can tell them, well, 1 + 1 = 2. And you tell them, you'll show them 1 apple + 1 apple. How many apples you have? 2. You ask them, you get them, and you get frustrated. You ask them, 1 + 1 = what? 3. You get so frustrated because they do not connect with you, that intellectual loneliness. And we get frustrated, they get frustrated, and nothing get accomplished. Simply, you know, intellectual loneliness is similar to emotional loneliness. It can come from a lack of understanding, but it in an intellectual sense of it, a lack of intellectual compatibility or like-minded individual to share your interests and views with. Number 4, this is the most dangerous type of loneliness, thanks to God. Could you guess what that is? Spiritual loneliness. Doesn't come from a lack of social or emotional connection. An overall feeling of detachment from everyone and belonging nowhere. Feeling that your life is incomplete and lack meaning. A void sense of loneliness, but you cannot say what or who you long for. Have you ever been in that state that, man, I want to talk to somebody, I need to talk to somebody, but nobody's there that you will find that interested in what you is talking about? And that loneliness, you talk, and you still feel void and empty inside? That because you're not connected spiritually with the Heavenly Father. That's who you need, your spiritual loneliness, because you're not connecting to the Spirit. You're not connecting to the Father. And you get frustrated. So it's very dangerous. That's the dangerous loneliness that you can have, that spiritual loneliness, when you can't express yourself, really express yourself, how you feel. You can talk and talk and talk to people, but you still got that void within you, that spiritual loneliness. You see, you feel that your life is incomplete. You have no lack of meaning. Why am I here? And a lot of people will come to the decision of suicide. Well, depression and suicidal, because they lack in that void in their life. See, this feeling haunts you for life. You may never experience it. You may not experience it every day, but you know it's always there, and sooner or later, it will show up again. It is a void that you only be filled by the unfailing love of Christ. Only Christ could fill that void in your life, that loneliness in your life. You may be feeling this right now, but let me show you, you don't even have to feel lonely again. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 says, "Come unto me, all ye that is labored and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Jesus tell us, who labored and heavy labor, those that have become weighted down by the frustration of life and feel like they are all alone, to come to him. Only he can give us rest by taking the load off our shoulder. So, saints of God, the answer is Jesus. Jesus is the answer. Like we said, Christmas time, Jesus is the reason for the season. But Jesus is the reason at all season, not just for Christmas time. Yes. Jesus is the reason. He said, come to him. Cast your cares upon him. Come to him, and he will give you rest. Yes. You know, and some people, you know, they, like I said, Facebook, they put all from the time they get up in the morning to the time they getting ready to lay down, still laying down, still on Facebook instead of trying to fill that void. But you got to come to Jesus and cast your cares upon him, saints of God. This time is very important for us to get connected to Jesus, to the Spirit. We got to be connected, because if we don't, we're going to feel void. No matter how many people that you have around, no matter how many friends that you have, but if you ain't got Jesus, you're going to be lonely. You're going to feel lonely. So when you're overloaded by the cares of the world and you feel like you're all alone, disconnected, lonely longing for something, but you can't figure out what it's come to Jesus and cast it all upon him. Jesus understood the full breadth of human loneliness because he himself experienced it. You see, in Matthew chapter 26, verse 36 to 45, it said, "Then comes Jesus with them into a place called Gethsemane, and said unto the disciples, Sit ye here, while I go and pray yonder. And he took with him and the two sons of Zebedee, and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Then said he unto them, My soul is exceedingly sorrow, even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with me." He is struggling, carrying a load all by himself. He took three of his closest disciples and said, "Watch with me." And he went a little further and fell on his face and prayed and said, "O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thy will." And he come unto the disciples and found them asleep. And said unto Peter, "What, could you not watch with me 1 hour?" You might think 1 hour, but sometimes people can't give you 15 minutes. "Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." He went away again the second time and prayed and said, "O my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, thy will be done." And he came and found them asleep again, and for their eyes were heavy, and he left them and went away again and prayed the third time, saying the same word. Then come to his disciples and said unto them, "Sleep on now and take your rest. Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed in the hands of sinners." Through his death, Jesus Christ dealt with the primary cause of human loneliness, which is separated from God. So you see, saints of God, you can have all the friends in the world. You can have all the money in your world. You can have the best house, best car, the best food in the world. You can travel all around the world. But if you ain't got Jesus, you separate from Jesus, you is spiritual dead. You're spiritually lonely. So he understood what it felt to be alone, because his own disciple couldn't pray with him 1 hour. So if he felt that, imagine how we feel when we can't get that phone call through, when we can't reach out to someone, or someone reached out to us, or we can't go and visit, or we can't just get out of the house and just go like we used to. Like I was telling Tammy, when I see how these people feel when they get locked up. that when you can't go, although I can move and I don't have that, you know, that restriction where I just got to sit there and move, go to bed when they tell me to go to bed, or get up and eat when I get up, because, you know, when she sleep, I can go downstairs and eat in a time. But, you know, with them locked up and we on restriction, I can sort of see that and just get frustrated. You get very frustrated because she ain't go out because of your, you know, your freedom have been restricted. And that's set in lonely and depressed. One survey said that it's more domestic violence have became over the past year than ever before. Because the people don't have, they there, like I said, it's not that friendship of being there, but sometimes you have to be separated too. You got to have that freedom to go, to be out, to walk and to breathe and to go to the movie, go to golf and go out to eat, go to friends, visit family. You need that connection. But right now, since you can't do it, the best thing is connect with Christ. You see, thanks to God, Jesus, he knew what it's like to feel lonely. He made this promise and he can't lie, so you can take that to the bank. He made this promise, thanks to God, in Hebrews 13 and 5, where he said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. You can take that to the bank. When your friends won't answer your phone, when you can't go out, just talk to Jesus. Call on Jesus, and I guarantee he will answer. Because that word, his word said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Also in Deuteronomy 31:8, it said, and the Lord, he it is that does go before thee. He will be with thee. He will not fear thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed. So you got a promise, thanks to God, that he will lead you. He will guide you. He will never fail you. I might say, Terry, I'm always there for you. You can count on me. You can call me day or night, anytime. But he can call me at night. My phone's going to be cut off. But you can call God at any time, saints of God. And you can guarantee that he will answer. When you're feeling lonely, he will answer. So don't put your trust into men. It's good to have friends, acquaintance, family. Like I said, even family. They were turning their back on you. But count on Jesus. Depend on Jesus. You got to depend on him, because he will never leave you nor forsake you. See, Jesus stay with us when no one else will. He'd be right there when no one else will. Like they said, a mother's love is undefined. She loves her child, but a caring father, he too love his child and very concerned about them. But even a mother's love is no comparing to Jesus' love and his caring. And we all, I would step out on a limb and say, we all would say that, yes, my mother loved me to the very end. And the ones that that mother is still living, I'm telling you, love your mother. Love your parents. Care for your parents. But even with that great love that they have for you, it's no comparing to the love of God. You see, saints of God, He is with us. His love penetrates deep within our heart so that we can never feel alone. His love penetrates that yearning for connection so we won't have to feel alone. For He said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 16 and 17, it says, at my first answer, no man stood with me, but all men forsook me. I pray God that it may not be laid to their charge. Notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, that by me the preaching might be fully known, and that all the Gentiles might hear, and I was delivered out of the mouths of the lion. Even in your desperate time, in your dangerous times, saints of God, God is there. When the rent is due, God is there. When you don't have food on your table, God is there. When you the midnight hour and you're crying, God is there. God is there to turn any situation that you is going through, saints of God, He is there to turn it around. Just hold on and don't give up. You might give up on friends, but don't give up on God, because He won't give up on you.
Amen. Amen.
See, you see, saints of God, sometimes you may call your spouse, your family, your friend, and be in a place in your life that you really need someone, and they won't even answer. Like the disciple, they might have been asleep, but God said in Psalm 91 and 15, it said, He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. So any time or day or night, saints of God, call upon the Lord. That's His word. He said He will answer. Like I said, I might not answer. I might say, oh, it's that Terry again. But God would never leave you and forsake you.
Amen.
He will answer each and every time.
Yes,
so in other words, what I'm saying, saints of God, please do not put your trust in man. Don't put your hope in man, in friends. But put your hope in God.
Yes.
Psalm 94, verse 17, 18, it said, unless the Lord have been my help, my soul have almost dwelt in silence. When I said, my foot slipped, thy mercy, O Lord, help me. God is there. When you might need help, God is there. When you might call on a friend, God is there. When your friend let you down, God, He is there. God will help you. His mercies and His grace have brought you a long, mighty long ways, saints of God. Hold on. See, I'm trying to encourage someone today. I'm encouraging myself because that, like I said, this past year have been a stressful year. Going through these loneliness stages in our life right now. But this too shall pass.
Amen.
You see, saints of God, In Isaiah 43, 1 through 5 said, "But now, thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he hath formed thee, O Israel. Fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by name, thou art mine. When thou pass through the water, I will be with thee. And through the river, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walk through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for some ransom, Ethiopia and Sheba for thee. Since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee. Therefore will I give men to thee and people for thy life. Fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west." So in other words, saints of God, put it in God's hand. Cast your burden over on him. He will bring the right person at the right time, or your loneliness, that you can have that emotional, intellectual, social, and spiritual loneliness, bring it all together. They're just like a woman going out there looking for a man. The word then said, "She who finds a man, husband, finds a good thing." The word said, "He who finds a wife finds a good thing." He brought the woman to the man. He didn't bring the man to the woman. So, in other words, thanks God, just stand still and go to God. He will bring the right person across your path. Stop looking for friends on Facebook. Stop looking for friends, you know, in and everywhere. But look to God, and he will bring the right person. Amen. And he will take the wrong person out of your life also.
That's right.
The one that you think your friends, not always is the best one to be in your life at the time. So you see, saints of God, God does not want you to feel lonely. He doesn't. Jeremiah 28:11 said, "For I know the thought that I have think towards you, said the Lord. Thought of peace, not of evil, to give you an expected end." You see, saints of God, he knows your thoughts. He knows your feeling. He knows what you need. Like in Matthew said, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness." And he will add all these things that you need, he will add them unto you. He will bring them unto you, saints of God.
Yes.
You can't go out and step out in front of God. Let the Spirit lead you. And when you let the Spirit lead you and guide you, you can't go wrong. We got to learn to take that self and flesh out of our situation and let go and let God. You see, it was never God's plan for people to feel isolated or left out of fellowship. But that's the result of sin in our life. It separates us from a holy God and robs us of true joy and peace. Creating loneliness, see, that sin and that going before God, it creates loneliness, fear, anxiety in our life. That's all it does. when we put God on the shelf and we try to do it ourselves. See, during his time on earth, Jesus spent quite a bit of time ministering to the isolated, the outcast, the loneliness. But the woman at the well, you see, like the woman at the well. But in John 4, Jesus made a detour through Samaria. He purposely goes to encounter a lonely woman that was the outcast of society. She had a bad reputation, was totally disconnected from society activity. She had 5 husbands, and the one she was with now was not hers. However, saints of God, Jesus decided to deal with her in her loneliness, and she was so excited about the encounter that she ran and told everyone. John 4:29, it said, "Come see a man which told me all things that I did." Is not this the Christ? He knows your burden. He knows what you was going through. Just like he did to it for this woman. She was lonely. She was searching for love in all the wrong places. 5 husbands and the one that she had wasn't hers. Loneliness. So you see, you just go out there and search, trying to fill that void. But God, the only one. See, he wants to bear your burden, saints of God. He is there to bear your burden. He wants to bear your burden. He told you to cast your burden. Come to him and cast your burden. See, when you cast your burden, saints of God, when you cast your burden, it's not like I'm passing something to you. For instance, Wayne, I cast it to him. I cast that to him. I didn't pass it to him. We was a distance between us. Well, I cast my burden upon him. I wasn't there standing side by side with him and handing it to him. I cast that to him for the simple reason God said, cast your burden upon me. Well, you won't be so close to him. Well, now, God, I cast my burden upon you, but I want you to do it this way. You cast it for you are distant away from me to let him do what he does best. Cast your cares upon him, saints of God, and leave it there. He will take care of it. You see, saints of God, your loneliness can be ended today. If you're going through a loneliness period, it can be ended today. Revelation 3:20 said, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me." So it's left up to you. Do you want to continue to be lonely? Jesus said he is knocking at your door. He ringing your doorbell. It's time for you to do something. You got to react now, saints of God. You even open the door and let him in to fill that void, or you keep the door shut and keep on walking around in loneliness. See, the cure of loneliness doesn't come from having a bunch of Facebook friends, a meaningful relationship, being in a socialite, or even daily personal encounter. Loneliness is not an entertainment issue. It is a sin issue. a hard issue, and one that can be resolved by choosing the peace of Jesus. Bring peace. God peace. The peace that passes all understanding. And then closing, thanks to God. Jesus wants to take our loneliness and give you comfort, joy, peace. He wants you to cast all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. There was a song we used to sing back years ago, and the words are so true. What a friend we have in Jesus. See, a friend, when life's short race is off, a friend when earth is past. He's a friend to meet heaven's shore, a friend when home at last. From here till you go home to be with him, he is there, thanks to God. Will you make Jesus a friend today and watch all that lonely pass away? That's a choice left up to you to make. Amen? That's a choice that you, I'm going to leave it up to you. You got to make it. Let's pray. Spirit of our Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, people all over the world are hurting, lonely, and burdened. Right now, in Jesus' name, I pray and asking for comfort and connection that only you can give. Help the hurting, comfort the comfortless, mend the brokenhearted, dry crying eyes, and fix fears, oh Lord. You said, cast all your cares upon you, for you cares for us. So Lord, I am asking that the care of the people be cast upon you. Do what only you can do, Father God. Give rest and peace that only you can give. And Father God, you have promised that even though mother, father, and all our loved ones forsake us, you will never, ever leave us nor forsake us. Thank you for the many precious promises that you are, especially for those that are lonely. And I pray that you will meet each and every one of them at their point of need. I'm asking and praying this in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Thanks to God. I hope you take this and don't take this lightly.
Thank you for joining us today at Word of Faith Worship Center. I pray God's grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of our Lord Jesus Christ. And if you do not know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, then according to Romans 10, 8 through 10, the word is nigh unto thee, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, that if you will confess with your mouth Jesus as your Lord, and believe that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart you believe unto righteousness, and with your mouth confession is made unto salvation. We would ask you today to simply say, yes, I believe this, and I say yes to Jesus. Now, if you just received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, we would encourage you to get into a good church. Our church is located at 757 Harris Street, Northwest, Concord, North Carolina, 28025. And you can also find us on the internet at wordoffaithworshipcenter.org or wofwc.org. We hope to see you soon. Blessings.